Here at the Enhanced Efficiency Fertilizer Conference, I'm speaking with Brian Wade with Agritain. And Brian, first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself and your background.
I'm a regional manager for Agritain International. I cover the region Europe, Middle East, and Africa. So a rather large region. But we work with large distributors and manufacturers to introduce Agritain technology into these regions. I'm based in Basel, Switzerland, and originally from Iowa City area. I have a farm around Kyoto, Iowa, if you know where that's at.
Well, I was going to say, your accent didn't quite fit some of your territory, but that's okay. Here at this conference, you were making a presentation, actually on the opening session, about the EnSight technique. Tell us a little bit about that and how that fits into this conference.
Well, the EnSight technique is something that I was involved with on behalf of Agritain, along with other major universities, especially European universities, to develop a system, let's say, to better understand what's happening when we think about nitrogen losses. And the system that we developed is a way to see into the soil. If you think about like these MRI scans that allow you to see inside of the body or whatever, we wanted to use the same kind of principle, although a little different technology, but same principle to understand what's happening in the soil where we can't normally see.
And so for the people attending this conference, which are looks to me a combination of research as well as industry participants in various companies like yourself with Agritain, what does this mean to them? What is the ultimate value to the industry?
Well, we think by better understanding the loss mechanisms or the way that we lose nitrogen, we're going to identify ways to, let's say, limit or prevent those nitrogen losses. So these tools like the EnSight system can help us better understand what's happening, so things like Agritain or other technologies can be used effectively to reduce nitrogen loss.
Because we're all about efficiency here, obviously talking about enhanced efficiency, and that is the name of the game. So I know that's a relatively new classification for fertilizers, but really when we're talking about trying to be more sustainable and environmentally friendly, these type of techniques then that you've worked with others on developing are going to ultimately, we'll see the results hopefully economically as well, but certainly in how we're treating the environment, and that's important for consumers of all types too.
Think of it this way. Our main goal is to prevent the loss of nitrogen, because if we're losing the nitrogen, we're probably losing the productivity, we're losing the yield potential of the crop. And also, if we're losing the nitrogen, it's going somewhere, and it's probably going somewhere where it doesn't belong. So through these different methods, through these different technologies, through better understanding what's happening by using things like the EnSight system, then we can prevent the loss of this nitrogen, and that ultimately provides benefits for the environment, but even most importantly for the grower in terms of yield and productivity.
Well, let me ask you before we close here, in your territory especially, since we're here in the United States, what's the marketplace like out there in your area for this category of EEFs? We'll make it, say it short and sweet.
Yeah, EEF, Enhanced Efficient Fertilizer. Well, you have to break it out a little bit to where it's being applied. Take, for example, Europe is much more concerned about the environmental aspects and trying to reduce any losses into the environment. While you get into Africa or even into places like India or Pakistan, they're much more interested in improving the productivity, increasing the yields. So the same technology can help in both areas. In places like Europe, where they want to reduce the amount of release in the environment, then it's effective to hold it in the soil and keep it where it belongs. In places like in Africa and India, where they're trying to increase the output, increase the productivity, then it's helping provide more nitrogen to the plant by keeping it in the soil.
Great. Well, thank you very much. That is Brian Wade with Agritain, who is one of the speakers here on the program at the Enhanced Efficiency Fertilizers Conference. I'll get that right. I've said it enough times already. So here from the conference in Miami, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.